Welcome to the My Money Podcast, number 115 from helpmetosave.com. I'm Karen Bryan, the editor of the Help Me To Save website, where you'll find tips to help you save money, spend less, and enjoy life. In this edition of the My Money Podcast, I'll discuss four recent articles from the Help Me To Save website. They are a review of the Britannia Hotel in Edinburgh, Scotland, congratulating good customer service from Three Mobile, because it's important to praise good service, not just complain about poor customer service. Why I'm really hacked off that Nationwide's profits are up 54% while the rates paid to savers drop, and using the eBookers app to book a hotel. So starting off with the review of the Britannia Hotel in Edinburgh. I was looking for a cheap hotel in Edinburgh on a weekday night in mid-April, as I had an early flight from Edinburgh Airport the following morning. Although I would have preferred to stay at the airport, the hotel prices there started at a hefty £90 a night for room only. I decided that the best alternative was to stay in a central location in Edinburgh with easy access to the airport express bus, and because I was leaving in the early morning, there wasn't going to be an issue with traffic for the bus getting out to the airport. Now, the cheapest hotel that I could find was through Expedia Secret Saver Hotels. That's where you just get a brief description of some aspects of the hotel. The hotel isn't named, it's just within a defined area on a map, and you don't know where you're booking. A bit of a pig in a poke. But there was a hotel through Expedia Secret Savers which was priced at £37 a night and was described as a three-star hotel in central Edinburgh. Upon booking the hotel was revealed as the Britannia Hotel Edinburgh, which was formerly the Travel Lodge Edinburgh West End, which was one of my favourite budget hotels in Edinburgh. Initially, I wasn't too happy that I was going to be staying at the Britannia in Edinburgh. I was hoping for a hotel in or closer to Prince Street. Although the Travel Lodge, and as I mentioned, after the hotel changed hands, it started to get very poor reviews, and I thought, oh, I wonder what's gone wrong. But I suppose it was the location, not that far, but up a hill, which in the early morning with my luggage rushing to get to the bus, I would have preferred to be 2 or 3 minutes level walk just to get to the bus stop. But that's the risk you take when you book a secret hotel. The location of the hotel just came within the far northwestern corner of the map in Expedia. So fair enough, fulfilled the criteria. So I arrived at the Britannia Hotel Edinburgh at the official check-in time of 2 p.m. I requested a room with a view of the Water of Leith, this river that runs through Edinburgh. The friendly receptionist informed me that my allocated room overlooked the river. Great, because that's one of the things that I really like about that hotel. If you manage to get a view of the Water of Leith, and it's very pleasant to have a walk along there. If you do take a car, there is a car park, which is fairly unusual for a hotel and around the centre of Edinburgh. It costs £5 for 24 hours. When the hotel was a Travel Lodge hotel, it only cost £3, so that's gone up a little bit. Now, my ground floor room at the Britannia Hotel Edinburgh was basic. It was quite dark in the room as it only had one window. And because it overlooked the Water of Leith, which is what I wanted, there's a steep bank at the other side of the river, so you don't get an awful lot of daylight. But that darkness didn't bother me. In fact, I prefer a room where the rising sun is not going to wake me up. But thinking of being there in winter, I imagine that the one small electric wall-mounted heater might struggle to heat the room during cold weather. Strangely, I'd been allocated a triple room with 3 single beds. I'd said on the booking form that 2 guests would be staying. Now, I always do this, as long as it doesn't make the room any more expensive. I check, is it the same price for 1 guest, for 2 guests? And if I'm staying on my own, I'll go for the 2-guest option so that hopefully I get a double or twin room rather than a cramped single room. Now, I had a test of all the beds. None of them were great, but I judged the most comfortable. That was the least soft bed, and it was slightly larger, so that's the bed I chose to sleep in. I did notice quite a lot of dust on the skirting board behind one of the beds. Now, what was good about my room, it was really quiet. I heard no exterior noise and only one bedroom door slamming during the night. As I mentioned, direct access to the Waterfleet footpath, and if you go in one direction, you can get up to the Scottish National Gallery, do a kind of circular walk along the Waterfleet, up the steps, visit the gallery, and then just come straight back to the hotel. So, in summary, I thought that at £37 a night, the Britannia was good value for money in a fairly central location which offers parking. And I really couldn't understand why the hotel is getting such bad reviews. I mean, it's basic, but I like the location just because it's near the river. As I said, maybe not ideal for getting the airport bus, but if you come to Edinburgh by car, another £5 for 24 hours is much cheaper than going to a multi-storey car park or parking on street, because a lot of the on-street parking is restricted to 4 hours anyway. And I thought £37 a night for a double room for Edinburgh is reasonably priced. So always worth looking at these secret hotels, because you can get some good deals on them. Now, moving on to 3 Mobile customer service. For me, one of the big attractions of being with 3 Mobile is that you can use your UK plan abroad in 18 countries with no additional charges through their Feel at Home scheme. Getting tongue-tied. Now, France is one of these 18 countries, so when I arrived at Marseille Airport, I switched on my mobile phone, expecting to be able to get online immediately. However, my phone kept displaying either no service or emergency calls only. I was quite mystified, as I'd used 3's Feel at Home when I was in the US last year. Initially, I thought that the signal at the airport might be poor. However, I still couldn't access any service once I was in Marseille city centre. I tweeted 3 Mobile to ask for assistance. One of the things that they asked me was if I had activated international roaming before leaving the UK. It was then that I twigged that I'd used a 3 pay-as-you-go all-in-one 15 add-on when in the US, but had since changed to a 3 pay monthly contract, and I hadn't activated international use on the new account. However, it wasn't that straightforward to rectify, because I'd forgotten my 3 Mobile online account password, so I couldn't access my online account to make the change to allow international usage. When I tried to reset the password, the new password was sent to me by text, which my phone wouldn't receive because it wasn't connected for international roaming. On Twitter, I was advised to email 3 Mobile to ask if they could change the settings on my account to allow me to access Feel at Home. The following day, I received a reply to my email informing me that my account had been enabled for international roaming and that it should be active within a couple of hours. I was very grateful to 3 Mobile customer service department for sorting this out for me. It was great to be able to get online when I was out and about in Marseille, rather than only being able to get online when I was in my accommodation and connecting to the free Wi-Fi there. So the moral of the story is, if you're on 3 Mobile and you're going to be able to use the Feel at Home, do double check that you have gone into your account and activated international roaming before you go abroad, so that you don't end up messing around like me and not able to get online or make calls as soon as you arrive in the destination. So learn from my mistake. Next, Nationwide's profit is up 54%, while the interest rates paid to savers drop. So I'm hacked off with Nationwide. In April this year, Nationwide slashed the interest rate paid on the loyalty saver for members of 15 plus years from 1.5% to 1.2%. Then, the next month, I read that Nationwide's annual profit has increased by 54%. Now, what makes it all the more galling is Nationwide have the cheek to claim on their website that their only focus is on you, and that everything we do is with our members' best interests at heart. Now, Nationwide is a building society. It's supposed to be a mutual, which means it's owned by its members, so it's supposed to be run for the benefit of its members. So, as members don't get any benefit from increased profits, if profits are going up 54%, to me that means that they should have lower profits and not drop the rates paid to savers so much. It really is crazy because you could earn a higher rate with another institution that is open to all, no restrictions on however long you've had an account with a financial institution, and earn a higher rate. It's crazy. And also, what's very strange at the moment in the UK is that several current accounts are paying much higher rates than savings accounts. And these include one of Nationwide's own accounts. Their Flex Direct current account is paying a fixed rate of 5% on balances of up to £2,500, but only for the first 12 months. Also, the Santander 123 current account has been paying a variable rate of interest of 3% on balances between £3,000 and £20,000 for the last 3 years. There is a £2 monthly fee on the Santander 123 current account, but I find I can more than cover that by the cash back paid on household direct debits. So, Nationwide customers, vote with your feet. Never mind what Nationwide says about focus. You focus on maximising your own financial return by transferring your money out of the loyalty saver, as you can earn a lot more interest on your savings by being disloyal. So I've written about this before. Don't assume that exclusive offers only available if you have this account, if you've been a member for so long, are necessarily better than are available on the open market. Check it out. Sometimes they are the best rates. Other times, open to all accounts offer a higher rate of interest. So don't assume that loyalty pays, because it's not always the case. And the final article I'll discuss is using the eBookers app to book a hotel. Now, you can earn a 3% reward on hotel bookings made on eBookers through their Bonus Plus scheme. Now, you don't get that as a cash back. You redeem that reward as a reduction on the price of your next booking at a qualifying hotel on eBookers. So it's a way to tie you in. So obviously, if eBookers' price is competitive, the same or even lower than other providers, yeah, you book with them to get the cash back. But you don't automatically go to eBookers because you think I'm going to get 3% off my next booking, when maybe some other website is offering a hotel at a price that's 10 or 20% lower. However, through eBookers, if you book a qualifying hotel through the eBookers app on your mobile phone, you get a higher reward of 5%, so you get an extra 2% by booking through the app. I was looking for a hotel in the Stirling area in central Scotland for a one-night midweek stay at the beginning of the month. I had a 15% discount code to use against my next hotel booking. This was earned from writing a hotel and location review for eBookers. Plus, I had £3.79 in Bonus Plus rewards to redeem. I thought that if I could find a good deal on eBookers, why not make the booking through the app to earn that additional 2% reward? The available hotel search result on the app claimed that a couple of possible hotels were offering a 10% discount through mobile deals. I thought that I'd check this out by comparing the prices displayed on an eBookers hotel search carried out on my laptop. Sure enough, the two hotels listed on the app as offering 10% off displayed the higher price on the laptop search results. I wondered if the 10% mobile deal reduction might not be applied in addition to the 15% review discount code, but it was. After the 15% review discount code, the 10% mobile deal rate reduction, and the £3.79 Bonus Plus reward were applied, the price was £40 a night for a suite, including breakfast, at the Airth Castle Hotel, which was the hotel I preferred out of the two that had the mobile deal. Plus, I would earn 2% as a Bonus Plus reward, i.e. 5%, through booking on the eBookers app. That would be £2 off my next hotel booking made through eBookers. Now, As I said earlier, although the £40 rate sounded like a great deal, I never assume that a discount code will yield the lowest price. I always check on the hotel's combined price comparison site. Now, the lowest price displayed on hotels combined was £67 for room only at the Ayr Castle Hotel. I noticed that one travel website was charging a rate of £92, including breakfast. I also checked on Expedia Secret Savers hotels in case there was a good price on any hotels in the Stirling area, but there was nothing on offer in the area. Immediately after confirming that I'd found the lowest possible rate, I booked the Ayr Castle Hotel through the eBookers app, hoping that the price hadn't increased in the interim. Fortunately, it was still £40. You have to watch out for this dynamic pricing. Prices can change very quickly. And if you see a good deal, once you do a quick check that it is actually a good deal, you probably should just book it immediately, because if you swither and dither and go back half an hour later the next day, in my experience, it's quite likely that that price is no longer available. So do a quick check, but if it does seem like a good deal, I'd advise you just to snap it up, especially if it's refundable. A lot of good deals, you cannot, you know, they're no refund. Once you book, that's it. But especially if it's a refundable rate, just book it immediately before you even check, because if it's refundable, you've nothing to lose. If you find something better, you can book that and then get your money back on the original booking. Now, another way that you can get a good deal out of eBookers if you don't have a discount code would be to book an eBookers hotel through the Top Cashback site. I have seen a cashback rate of up to 17% on offer for hotel bookings. However, I always prefer to go for a discount applied at the point of purchase, as cashback is never 100% guaranteed. I certainly will be checking out the price offered in hotels on the eBookers app anytime I'm looking for accommodation, because my mobile deals, plus if I've got some discount codes, and then money off through the Bonus Plus scheme. So that's the end of this edition of the My Money podcast from Help Me to Save. You can come to the website to read all the articles in full at www.helpmetosave.com, where you can subscribe to the monthly Money Saver newsletter. You can subscribe to the My Money podcast in iTunes. So thanks for listening, and do join me again soon. Goodbye.